From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Millions of Iraqis defied threats, deadly attacks, and calls for a boycott and voted today for a National Assembly in the country's first free election in a half century. Turnout was said to be strong, especially in southern Shiite areas and Kurdish provinces in the north. A British military transport plane crashed near Baghdad. The cause was not immediately known. We'll spend most of our program on the election with reports from around Iraq and analysts here in the studio. We begin with NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad.
Interim Iraqi President Ghazi al-Yawar was the first top official here to vote. Cameras recorded his image and television flashed his words around the world.
I feel very exuberant and happy. This will be our first step toward joining the free world and being a democracy that Iraqis will be proud of.
Yawar is a candidate for parliament and was later rebuked by an election observer for making a statement in a polling center. For the rest of the day, Iraqi officials made their comments out in the hallway. VIPs voted in the highly fortified green zone. Outside, eight suicide bombers detonated explosives strapped to their bodies at polling stations around Baghdad. Government spokesman Taher Naqib told Arabiya television that 30 people were killed around Iraq and more than 100 injured. He felt that was relatively low.
Comparing to the incidents that happened, it's not a big number, and we think that we succeed and we really defeat the terrorists.
American military helicopters flew low over Baghdad, and U.S. and Iraqi Humvees and tanks patrolled the blocked-off streets. No cars were allowed. Voting got off to a slow start, but eventually many Baghdadis came out to cast ballots. In a kindergarten used as a polling station, workers tore large ballots off a perforated pad, then stamped the ballots' backs. Hamid Jassim and Amni Khadem, a Shiite Muslim couple, both voted for Slate 169, the leading religious Shiite coalition.
I lost two brothers fighting against the old regime, so I'm voting really for those killed people.
Their 18-year-old son Ali, though, voted for the slate led by interim Prime Minister Ayad Alawi.
My motives are different from my parents. My family would rather go with religious feelings rather than political feelings. So they think that Slate 169 is going to solve their problems. But I think Alawi is going to solve my problems.
There were some troubles with the voting. 65-year-old Haytham went to one polling station, but her name wasn't on the list. She walked a half an hour to another, but again, her name wasn't on the list.
I don't know what to do. They know, and I don't know. They at least should tell me where to go or what to do. I don't know.
Eventually, the head of the polling center let her cast a ballot anyway. Voters' fingers were dipped in purple ink, so she couldn't have voted twice. A Western-financed Iraqi monitoring organization found a number of technical irregularities, including low turnout and sporadic violence in some areas, as well as polling centers that did not open or staff that was late or didn't arrive. Officials first put turnout figures at over 70% nationwide, then retracted that as an enthusiastic estimate. Among those who did not vote in Baghdad was this man, Abu Athir. He preferred Iraq's elections of 1995 and 2002, when Saddam Hussein was the only candidate.
People voted then, but unfortunately the occupation and the Americans have toppled the president who was nominated by his people.
Polls closed shortly after 5 p.m., and the ballot boxes were sealed with plastic fasteners. At a polling station in Sharkia Boys' School, there was no electricity, so workers prepared to count by flashlight. Results are expected to take several days at least. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.